If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday. Listen, I don't know where we're at in the process of this, although I'm looking at the reflection.
Spectacular still.
The sunrise is out. Oh, my God. Look out there at that. It's like reflecting off clouds on this side. It's
so crazy. Don't be a bird, but run to a window. As I say that, meaning don't hit the window. Stop right before the glass and look out your window because it's gorgeous outside right now.
It's the sun all the way around. It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
The whole building is like running out looking in windows. It's that spectacular.
Taking selfies.
Right.
With that in the background through a window.
Oh, I never thought of that. Selfie. Oh.
Yeah, well, you should go get a picture of it. Like, this is our view from the building.
Yeah. Did you take a picture of it
for Insta?
Oh, post it.
It's so beautiful. So we're sitting here, and we've gotten off the air, and we're just hanging, and there's like a parade of people walking by the front of our thing, but not turning the corner. There's really no place. If you go straight, there's just, you walk to the windows on the side of the building. And we're like, what is happening? And I went, let's go out there and investigate, do a little sleuthing. Didn't take long. We just said, what's going on? They were like, oh, it's sunrise. Mm. We're like, wow. Mystery solved. It's not like that one show you watch, Finn. We know why they were all going down there.
You know, you love breaking my eggs about that,
yeah.
But you know, who's going to do a show and not conclude at the end?
Is it the History Channel? That's who's doing it. I'm not sure. Is it a DIY investigation something?
I'm sorry, I wrongly assumed Unsolved Mysteries actually did have a solution at the end. Like, it's solved. We figured it out.
So, you know, true crime, you know, I worked in podcasting for the last 17 years, and yeah, true crime, when it came out, like, there were so many stories to be told,
yes,
and they had endings.
Yes.
And now they've been told.
And now
you're getting, yeah, a lot, like, I'll spend 12 episodes on something and go, well, there's no answer. What did I just spend 12 hours doing?
12 hours with an ending that will be confusing and inconclusive.
So then it's a trend, I think, yeah, that there's a lot of.
You watch the credits roll and you're like, wait a minute.
They didn't solve it.
It is unsolved.
How many did you have to watch before you realized?
It was
a couple before
I went, yeah, man, this sucks. I don't like it. I never went back.
Well, that's seems like the, I mean, I don't know who keeps going back for the thing that's just going to be, it's like a thing that's bothering you now. Like, oh, well, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What's the solution?
A bunch of people have written in, speaking of shows, though, and said that they've started that. What's
Diplomat?
That show?
Diplomat.
The Diplomat, and love it.
So
and I have to repeat, I haven't gotten back to it, but man, it's so good. I can't wait. Last night I sat down, I was like, I am watching an episode of The Diplomat. And then I went, oh, Survivor's on.
Mm. And you watched that?
I watched that instead.
Am I going to love it today?
I didn't finish it.
Oh, that's okay.
But I got like about 3/4 of the way through. It's good. Mm. We're still in that place where there's enough movement happening, and the girl that I think should and could win it all is still there.
Is it the girl with the glasses, Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really, really good at this. I'm actually, they were saying she's really good at this week three. And yes, she's still and somehow she, there.
Oh, and she's sitting on an idol and another thing. I can't think of what the other thing she has.
Some kind of power.
And she's also, you know, this happens in general, I think. I find people more attractive without a ton of makeup. And she's really good looking out there in the dirt.
Yes.
And so is Genevieve, yes, the lawyer, mm-hmm, who she keeps her hair up and you don't really. But there's a couple times I've gone, that chick's got the biggest smile, big, beautiful eyes. I bet when we see the finale, we're going to go, whoa.
Yeah.
Genevieve's hot.
I always have the whoa moment at the end of the show for the wrong reasons. Like I feel like I get used to seeing these people. Oh my God. Can I ask you a question about Survivor really quick?
Yeah.
Am I the only? Oh yeah. I got to do the code word first. We'll come. Oh, we'll revisit. Sorry. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I needed to do this.
Sorry to interrupt.
There's people who want their Alice in Wonderland. It's sold out. Alice in Wonderland sold out. We've got tickets to give away. Here's how you get them. Every hour this week, 6:05 in the morning to 6:05 PM with Janie. We've got code words that you enter in for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. That's a hangout. That's fun. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, is on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is joy. Joy to the world, J-O-Y, joy. Text the code word joy to our contest line, 20357, and you're entered to win. This part of the show is brought to you by Public Market Emeryville, with over a dozen restaurants and bars under one roof, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. Public Market offers a great time for the whole family. All right. Survivor.
Yeah.
So, if I'm Sue, the older lady.
Okay. Because I have something to say about her, too.
I wonder if it's the same damn thing.
Okay, let me hear what you have to say.
If I'm Sue, and I'm home now, and I'm watching my season, uh-huh, am I like, oh my God, why didn't anyone tell me I have dirt caked all over my face?
It's the same. We have the same thing to say, and I have thought about this. People must have told her. She can't possibly not know. And I have a feeling different people feel differently about getting wet. I think she must not want to go in the water.
But
Sue, splash your face, kid. You're covered in dirt. You look disgusting.
You look disgusting.
Like, you're on a TV show. Just splash your face.
And it's like 3 weeks in a row now, and it gets worse and worse. Like, she's getting dirtier and dirtier. Can you look online and see if there's, like, you know, examples of Sue getting dirtier and dirtier? Like, it's unbelievable. It's bothering me so much for her. I'm like, if you're sitting at home on your couch. And I get it. They don't have mirrors, but as a woman, I would say, listen, Sue, your face is looking a little crusty. Let's head on down to the water and scrub some sand.
No, there's no way that she doesn't know others are going to the water and washing themselves. And you are going to the bathroom without toilet paper. Right. You would need the water. There should be regular water visits, and yes, she's not doing that. She must not like water.
I was also thinking,
she's also got a lot of surgery, so maybe there's some of the problem.
I was wondering if she has, like, very tender skin, or is there something where her skin's been stretched so tight that she can't be scrubbing at it? Like, clearly appearance is important to her.
Well, she also thinks she passes for 45.
Yeah,
so
she does.
She's not very self-aware.
What is she, 60? Is she 60?
Something like that.
She's, she's like, I just tell everyone I'm 45, and they totally believe it. I'm like,
except they all roll their eyes every time.
They don't, though. She is clearly into her appearance. Like, she has to be sitting on the couch going, oh, they were right. I did need to go wash my disgusting, crusty, filthy. It's like black dirt in every crevice.
So this is the thing. Like, people are talking about it on Reddit.
Oh,
like, there are threads
God.
About
oh,
her
God.
Face.
Yeah. I thought maybe
so
it was just me.
She posted a picture of herself on Instagram and said, don't mind the dirt on my face. Just recovering from the hashtag motherquake. This is what the aftermath of hashtag tsunami looks like. Also, I was learning how to contour with dirt. So I don't think she was aware of it until she got off. And now she's like telling people, Yeah,
I don't know. She's someone who's trying to tell people she's 45. So she's, you know, there's a clueless thing going on there.
Yes.
Or like their own world kind of thing.
That is true.
But yeah, she's filthy and I want to scrub the dirt off her face. And I think of my kids when I go to Island, go, okay, it's shower time. 10 more minutes. I don't want to shower. No, never. I don't want to. She doesn't like to be, she's bored. Showers are boring. Mm. Okay, that's a kid thing, but I think plenty of people grow up and are like, I'm not into water. Mm. I think.
I don't know.
It's possible.
I mean, kids are filthy and you do have to remind them. But then when you get to a certain point, you start to like, I don't know, take care of your appearance. And she's clearly someone who cares about her appearance. Her lips are all blown up. Her face is pulled back. She's had all kinds of work done and she's not washing her damn face.
I wonder if she's washing other body parts. Like,
I said.
They're probably so stinky.
You don't have toilet paper. You would want to go in the water. I don't think they do.
I think they do.
Why do you think that?
Because I just believe that they have dug something out and there's private areas where they can go. Like if a girl has her period while she's on the show, they're on there for a month. They've got supplies for that.
They do?
Yes.
You think they have tampoons? Absolutely. Survivor Island.
I'm sure that the woman says, here's the exact brand I use and what I need. And they have that.
Oh, that draws bears.
Okay, it's an island in Fiji. I was going to say it draws Komodo dragons. Let's go with that.
Someone here is saying she's using the dirt to hide her age. She did it on purpose to cover her wrinkles.
Yeah, it's not working for her. It's just making her look like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. She looks filthy. Oh. It's really distracting.
It is super distracting. All right, well, I stalled long enough. I guess I got to talk about Taylor Swift. Here's another list she's dominating. Actually, she just has one quote in here. So this is from Yale, and I guess they do this every year. I don't really know. I don't feel that I've ever heard of Yale like University. The school. Okay. Yes, not the locks.
I actually was like, why would the school be the school. Yeah.
Yale University, they do an annual list of the most notable quotables of the year. They don't have to be eloquent or admirable. You know, the one that there was a lady who used to work here and she would put up the there's a Thomas Jefferson quote about the man in the arena.
Yes.
And that quote is like literally everywhere all around the building.
Teddy Roosevelt, actually.
Oh, was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Whoever it was. Somebody start with a T. All right. So they don't have to be that. They don't have to be like one for the ages. They're chosen because they're, quote, famous or important or particularly revealing of the spirit of our times. Famous or important or particularly revealing of the spirit of our times. Like, I actually am surprised the Hawktua girl isn't on this list. And she might be further down. So here's just a couple things from it. Taylor Swift signing off. Taylor Swift, childless cat lady, when she endorsed Kamala Harris. That was definitely a thing that you saw everywhere. I like this one. Today, I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. Yikes.
That is one that I've watched it just light fire in the and it's, did this ruin his?
Yeah.
No, it cemented his. Mm. He's a guy who was pulled from running because he wasn't able to.
Right.
He's a guy who walked around with his foot in his mouth before he ever became vice president.
Right.
So he really...
But he said over and over,
I know.
Rule of law, I won't do it.
Right.
And the Democrats hung their hat on that. And then immediately turns around and we're like, oh, well, I guess we have other morals or something. I don't know.
Right.
Here's another one. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats. That was the Donald Trump quote. That was a good quote. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a U.S. representative. She is, you probably know who she is. She's a crazy person. And her quote this year was, yes, they can control the weather.
By the way, people are texting in. They do not give them toilet paper.
Yeah, no, they do. We have talked to many of them. We have talked to survivors.
Friend was on Survivor a few years ago. They absolutely do not give them toilet paper.
No, that's not. Well, what's your friend's name? And we'll call them. We've talked to 20 people from that show over the years. They
I don't remember
they
that.
Have a place to go.
Okay.
Here's another quote. This was among my favorites. Some of you women may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you'll bring into this world.
Mm.
That's Harrison Butker of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not to, you know, live in a toilet, but I put in, do they get toilet? And immediately Google finished it. Paper on Survivor. So this gets looked up a lot.
Okay.
And the AI overlord is saying, no, they don't.
Oh, that seems wrong. I feel like they've prohibited those things.
There are no bathrooms and no porta potties on the island. I've asked that question a million times
and it didn't stick in my head that they didn't. Like, that's, how can that possibly be?
And most,
so they have to poop in the water then?
And most go in the ocean.
707 says on Survivor, they go in the water.
So what do they do if they have their period?
I don't have the answer for you. I'm just telling you what people are saying.
I'm sure they give them supplies for that.
I feel like, did we have Lex on while you and I were doing the show, or while...
I have never talked to Lex.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you remember him telling us? Yeah,
well, that
I think maybe latrines or whatever.
I mean, remember, the show's been on for 55 years now,
two seasons, I'm sure things have changed for many years.
So I think maybe we're on season 47. Well, that's horrifying. If it's true, it's horrifying. But if the AI says it's true, I mean, they are our overlords now. I guess I got to believe them.
Yes.
The court reaches the following conclusion: Google is a monopolist. That's a quote from U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta, ruling in an antitrust lawsuit against Google. These are the big quotes. These are the notable quotables from Yale University this year. And then there's one more here, which I don't know this song, but maybe you do. It's called OMG, and apparently it's by New York Mets second baseman Jose Iglesias. So is he also a pop star?
I think he's
a second baseman for the Mets and released this song, which sounds like a legitimate song.
It's
right
good.
Now.
I actually, this morning I was like, kind of got in my head. I was like, it's pretty good.
Is it a hit? Do we know?
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, OMG. They call that the final notable quote. And I dropped some of it. There's a lot of political stuff in there. So I thought, meh, who needs that? So Taylor tops that list. And she also tops the bestseller list this week. Taylor Swift's Eras book sold 814,000 copies in 2 days. And they say it would have sold way more if Target had ordered more. It's only available at Target, by the way. It's only available from Target, and they should have ordered more. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour Book. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, just real quick. OMG debuted at number one on the Billboard Latin Digital Songs. So, yeah, that was a big hit.
So this guy who plays for the Mets is also a legit pop star.
Yes.
Good for him. Way to be a renaissance man.
It's likely he'll be a one-hit wonder, but whatever.
Yeah.
He scored.
Is he any good? Do you know this guy? Is he any good at baseball? I mean, he's on a pro team.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, if he plays, pro.
Like, is he getting
the Mets spend money?
Good money? Oh, do they?
Oh, yes.
Don't they suck?
They're about to win.
Are they
the biggest free agent available right now? They're about to get him for $600 million.
Oh, for how long?
I don't know how.
Oh,
they make
God.
These contracts where they back end them. And so the person might be being paid into their 50s
in
order for them to be able
be
to
under
afford
their
it.
Cap.
They still have Bobby Bonilla Day. I think it just passed. Every year he gets a check for, I think, $1 million, and he's going to get that for the rest of his life. So it's kind of a fun, like, baseball fans know, hey, it's Bobby B Day, and that's the day he gets his check. And he hasn't played baseball in, like,
for
100
years.
Yeah. Yeah, like a long time.
God, imagine that.
That's they just signed.
You had $1 million just to spend every year because you knew you were getting another million in 1 year.
I can't think of the Dodgers guy's name. Is it? They just signed him. He's the
Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Is a guy who got one of those contracts where it's ridiculously huge and it's going to be paid out into the 2040s.
That's a lot. You know what pays? It's pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder so many people try to get in on that.
Yeah, kids, don't get into media. Get into sports.
Some kids, it's just that it's hopeless for them. You know, they're paired to you no matter how many practices their dad takes them to. What he said, he said, come on, man.
But he's on a traveling team. He must be good.
Okay, back to Taylor Swift. Uh-oh. Michael Martin just gave me an eyeball through the window there. Hey, Michael. Good morning. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour book is only available from Target. It's the only place you can get it. And it is having a block, but no matter that you can't get it everywhere, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour book sold 814,000 copies in 2 days, its first 2 days on sale. And they are saying, this is according to some book scan, which is widely regarded as the most reliable tracker of physical book sales. It is the second highest amount of books sold in a single reporting week since they began tracking in 01. Second highest. First highest was Barack Obama's A Promised Land, which sold 816,000 copies, just 2,000 more when it first went on sale in 2020. And that was for a full week of tracking. This is Taylor's done this in 2 days. So this is huge. And her book went on sale on Black Friday and Saturday. I guess it's a Saturday to Saturday tracking. And it's believed, actually, that Target and Swift, it's been reported what it sold through Target. But at the end of this week, we can expect to hear what it did for a full 7 day week.
Okay.
That's when they'll report their own numbers. Target ordered about 2 million copies of the book. It's a photo-driven, 256-page hardback. It's big. I wouldn't say it's as huge as, like, I think of, like, coffee table books as being, like, really big. But it is like that. It's sort of a big picture book.
Okay.
Not quite as big as you might think.
Well,
it's about 40 bucks.
People love her and will probably buy more than one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be a huge Christmas gift. $40, $39.99. It did not go through a traditional publishing house. It is officially listed as a product of Taylor Swift Publications. So she's getting all the money on that. Let's see. She's also enjoying a blockbuster first week sales of the vinyl and CD editions of the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology. It's a 4 LP, 2 CD set. And it was released with the book on Black Friday, also available only through Target. They say the first week numbers won't be reported until Sunday, I guess, of this week, when Billboard releases the results for the sales. I guess the weekend's on Thursdays. Oh, that's, yeah, because Friday's when new music comes out. They say that the Tortured Poets Department will probably bounce back up to number one with what they're saying will be about a 400,000 unit week. So, which is, and then we're talking physical units in addition to, I guess, however many streaming units she gets credit for, because they calculate it in such a weird way now. So, if it comes anywhere near that, they say it's about 388,000 copies is what is expected to sell. If it comes anywhere near that, it'll be the third best week of the year for Tortured Poets. For her album in general, it debuted with 2.6 million units or unit equivalents. And then week two, it sold 439,000. Week three, it sold 282,000. It's not her best selling record. Whatever the tally, they actually say it would have been much higher if Target stores had been able to keep the vinyl copies in stock. I guess that each Target store got about 90 copies. So if you were 91st in line, you didn't.
That's weird.
I know. Well, I guess they distribute them, and if they had ordered twice as many, they would have blown through all those as well. So, let's see. The 4 LP set, orders being taken now on the Target website. That's the only way you can get in on this now at this moment. It's $60, and they say it'll arrive by December 13th. So, it's still available. But you got to pre-order, or you got to just order it. And let's see, Taylor is also Spotify's most streamed artist of 2024.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a huge surprise to no one.
It's interesting how many people like to take their little end of year, like whether it's Spotify or Apple Music, they get an actual end of year listening thing and they post it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing a lot of that from friends, and Taylor is at the top of many people's lists.
Well, I think that people, don't they tell you like what percentage of fan base you are or something? You're in her top 5% of fans or
there's
whatever.
A lot of stats there, yeah.
Yeah.
And if people post it, like, yeah, check me out.
Look at me. Taylor, I hashtagged you. Mm-hmm. Look at me, Taylor. I tagged you in this, Taylor. Anyway, she's winning. Congrats to her. She's worked hard and she's very talented. What's coming up?
I want to talk to you about this conversation we had on air that apparently my phone picked up and then I got an email for it about a minute later. And then I've got some other news stories as well after these.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Mm. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I got a text from Marty from Mill Valley, who was on Survivor season 21 10 years ago.
Your boy.
My boy. No, I stand corrected completely. No toilet paper, no porta potties. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I share your number with Maddie, the producer? And he said, sure. He was in Nicaragua. Isn't okay. that funny? Did you go to Nicaragua after that? I guess you maybe must have.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what year.
He would have been like right when you got back, I think. Mm. Like if season 21, maybe like 2011 to 2010, 2011.
I can't say.
Yeah. I really had high hopes for Marty. I really wanted him to stay on that show longer than he did.
He was he didn't do well. Yeah,
I don't know when he, maybe sixth or seventh out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it happens.
It does. Yeah.
And usually it's a compliment.
Right.
Not always. You're
not always.
But often.
Sometimes you're Rome and you just got to go.
Yep.
Anyway, Marty, thank you for weighing in. Okay. The Alice Ticket Stop. That's happening this weekend. Public Market Emeryville. Alice will be there giving away tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. If you're already going out and do a little Christmas shopping, why don't you try Public Market Emeryville? It offers a great time for the whole family. Over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more info, head over to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART.
Woo!
Visit BART.gov. BART, let's go.
Let's go.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
The beautiful sunrise is over. So if you
gorgeous,
didn't see
though.
It was unbelievable.
If you go to really the Radio Alice Instagram, there's a nice picture of it there.
Yeah. You put that up at the Maddie page, though.
I put one up.
You put
myself.
Both up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Just, it was stunning. And it was just a wraparound, too. Like, usually you have to go and look to the east. And here it was, like, reflecting out the buildings and the clouds over on the other side. It was incredible.
There are a few more clouds than we've seen previously this week. But still, shouldn't be any rain, expecting a decent day. Thursday night football tonight, Green Bay at Detroit, 5:15 game time. I wanted to mention this real quick, and I think we'll talk off air after the show about how maybe we can organize a little help for this. Bay Area food banks are sounding the alarms about donations.
Oh.
Leaders of five food banks say the need is higher than ever, and contributions have been declining.
What are the names of them? Bay Area Rescue Mission.
Second Harvest of Silicon Valley.
All right.
CEO Leslie Bacho. Bacho? Bacho. I don't know.
Let's go Bacho.
Whatever. The need for food assistance is back to historic levels that we saw at the height of the pandemic. Except at that time, they were getting a lot of contributions and government help as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're not seeing that.
So and the need is just as high.
The need is very high and the stuff is not coming in. So if you can give to a food bank, I know we just had Giving Tuesday. I wish I'd seen this story before that. You know,
right.
It's Thursday now. You may have given all you can give. But shfb.org, that's Second Harvest of Silicon Valley, shfb.org. If you can contribute, they're looking for help. And there are other food banks that could, Alameda County.
Yeah, I live next door to the Alameda Food Bank, and it is packed every day with people getting food.
They say SF Marin Food Bank, Alameda County Community Food Bank, Food Bank of Contra Costa County, and Redwood Empire Food Bank all need your help.
We should put some together for that. That's people need help. People need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I wanted to mention that story real quick. The Bay Area food banks could use whatever you can donate. Maybe you can donate actual cans.
Yes.
Or maybe you can just throw them some dough. Either
cash
way.
Cash is king.
I wanted to mention this because we did a segment yesterday. Scott Budman was back on the show.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to talk to him. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. And one of the things we discussed was the Meta glasses.
Yes.
The Meta Facebook Ray-Ban.
Yep.
And it came up and we talked about it and Sarah went looking for it and said, oh, look at that. It's $300. And if I add all this conversation had nothing to do with me personally.
No, it was you didn't just Google it.
Part of the show.
You didn't look it up, but nope. Your phone was sitting right there.
My phone was in the room with me. And I got an email from Ray-Ban specifically about the Meta Ray-Ban.
Wow.
Into my email box. And I just went, okay, I know the phones are listening and they're listening for Siri, but they have to be on at all times, right? Yeah. I don't know what to turn off, but I don't ever want that to happen again. I was shocked as I looked at my email box and went, oh my gosh, just from the conversation we had on air, my phone picked up enough cue words and my email's clearly out there enough that they were able to directly hit me.
Have you purchased stuff off the Ray-Ban site before? Or do you go?
Historically, yes, probably. I told you, sometimes I've defaulted to Ray-Bans to buy my prescription glasses because it's easy and I know they'll fit.
But have you done it online and given them an email of yours? Is it possible that this is absolutely, there was a shove for this yesterday and somehow this is a coincidence? Is it possible? I mean, it's a...
In an infinite universe, Sarah, with no, you know, as you've told me many times, there's no roof.
There's no roof.
If 1,000 monkeys typed for 1,000 years...
No, I don't say that one. I don't believe that one at all. I don't believe it.
You know, whatever. I understand. But I still... If there's a way to turn that off, you let me know, please. Right. Text it to 800-400-3697. I don't want that.
No. It's the whole thing like, you know, Shmash, 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 who sits in your kitchen, little kitchen bitch. Like, she is listening. And she will say... Out of the blue, she starts talking to me about like, hey, you know what I can do is handle these things for you, blah-de-blah. And I'm like, are you listening to me? And she goes, to find out how I'm configured, please visit blah. I'm like, oh my God, you little bitch. You are listening. I say, do not listen to me unless I give you the wake word. To configure me, you must go to blah, blah, blah.
Like,
oh my God, Amazon. You already own me. Please stop it with the listening.
Well, just to remind you out there, your devices are listening.
Yep.
And I got an email based on a conversation we had and just thought, I don't want that. I really don't. I love advertising. It works.
It certainly does.
What we do here.
I spent an hour yesterday looking at those glasses and talking to my kids about them. And so as a family, we decided, because I was like, I kind of want to, but also it just doesn't seem like it's anywhere near where it needs to be yet.
Were your boys like interested or were they all mom?
Sean was just a no. He's like, I don't want that.
Oh.
And Riley was like, I don't know. I mean, it's intriguing, but I don't think I'd really use it. And John was like, John needs glasses so bad. And he's so resistant. He's like, no, if I do that, it's like giving up. I'm like, but you're giving up the fight against needing glasses. I'm like, you're squinting at the TV. You can't. I'll be showing him a picture and he's like, I can't see that. I'm like, wow, maybe you should consider getting some glasses.
He really has.
It's unbelievable.
This is the hill he's going to die on?
Yes. He takes these like weird pills and says, no, these are good for your eye health. I'm like, are they?
Let me just part of getting old.
I know.
He's 60.
He doesn't like getting old. He's just.
Well, no one does.
Right. I keep telling him that. What do you think, you're the only guy that's losing their eyesight?
I have had to start wearing, and I consider it a gift. I've had to start wearing contacts when I surf because I need to know I'm not going to hit someone. And there's so many things happening so fast in the ocean. But besides just what I'm doing is where are other people? Where
was
are
that
rocks?
A shark?
Where's, you know, I need to be able to, distance is an important thing to be able to gauge in real time. And it's been a blessing. It screws up my eyes and I've got to take them out on the side of the road and it's a whole thing, but it's worth it.
But you,
he's crazy.
I completely agree. And the thing was, at first, like, he's been using cheaters for a long time, right? So he'll be looking at something on his phone. He's using his little cheaters. But now he's like, what are you saying? I'm like, he can't even read the subtitles on the TV. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What are you doing? You're staring at like a moving blur.
How does he drive?
He can drive. His long distance, it seems like his long distance is the only thing he still has. It's his.
But if he can't read the TV, that's where my problem is the distance. Is the problem. I'm
right.
Fine. I don't wear my cheaters here.
His mid-range is gone. Like a computer, he puts his cheaters on and puts his face up next to it. That window would be, he could probably see that building way over there, but he can't see clearly see the window. I'm like, just get glasses. So we actually have, I didn't make the appointment, but I've been ragging on him, like, get an appointment. So we're going to go to the optometrist together because I need a new prescription too.
You do?
I do.
Your the glasses you have on now are perfect, aren't they?
They're actually starting to be a little bit, I need a new prescription.
No.
I know. Well, you know.
Oh, dear.
Things aren't getting better, Vin.
Oh.
The glasses don't fix anything. And that's his whole thing. He's like, I give up. I'm giving up if I get glasses. I'm like, and you'll be giving up and be able to see.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world, dear. Huh. How do we get on this?
The meta glasses.
The meta glasses.
Here are some hygiene habits that no one talks about but really should.
Oh. As in, we should be doing these or we are doing them?
There's a forum online where people are talking about the hygiene habits no one likes to talk about, but we really should talk about these things. Here are some of the good ones.
Okay.
Using clean pillowcases. I already wash my sheets once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
And the pillowcase is part of that.
Absolutely.
To me, that seems like, I don't know if that's the norm, but to me, that's normal.
Yeah.
If you're if they say you need to change out your pillowcases more than that, I'd say I don't want to.
Yeah, you've existed this long.
Well, without once getting a week a face is enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always wonder about the pillow itself because I'm drooling onto that thing for sure. I'll wake up in a puddle of drool. No question about it.
You do?
Sure, absolutely. You don't drool when you?
I don't.
No, you're amazing. How do you do it?
I don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
You drool?
Yeah, I drool.
Huh. All right.
I just feel like the pillow's full of my drool.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to smell my pillow.
Well, you can wash that too, can't you?
I guess you probably can. I don't do that, though.
Changing your towels. Hand towels, bath towels, frequently, they say.
Yeah.
Mm. I do that also. I'll use one towel for my morning shower the whole week.
Oh, me too. If you hang it up and it dry and it air dries, if you leave it in a pile on the floor, it immediately starts to mold.
No, I hang it over.
But if you hang it and it dries, you can use it for a whole week.
Yeah, but I have a hand towel in my kitchen that's been in probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks at least.
Oh, how does that happen?
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I have a huge stack of hand towels on the kitchen counter and I use them instead of using paper towels. So I just put it, and then I have like a little mini laundry basket on this counter. I just put them in there when I'm done. I use them for a couple of hand washes. If something gets on them, right into the little laundry thing. A big stack of them. You have one hand towel?
I have one.
You know what? I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to buy a pack of those things.
What are we getting Vinny for Christmas?
Vinny doesn't need anything.
Vinny
Thank you,
stuff.
Though. That's nice of
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Cleaning your belly button is on the list
of
hygiene habits no one talks about but really should.
I smelled that one time on a dude, and I was like, oh, my God.
You smelled his belly button?
I was near it and was like, what is that? Oh, my God. It's your belly button.
So John washes his belly button now.
Well, John does wash his belly button because I pointed out that is a thing that needs to be done. But this was
John.
This is a different belly.
Oh, dear.
But yuck, it was the most hideous thing I'd ever smelled in my life.
I can't even imagine.
Rotten.
Ugh.
It was like, what did you use, necrotic earlier? It was like that.
But he looked okay in general.
Oh, yeah, in general. I just think a lot of people aren't necessarily, I think you got to soap up a finger or your little washcloth like you use. Get in there. Scrapity doopity. Did you just smell your belly button?
I did. I scrub my belly, but I don't.
Will you go smell his belly button and tell us if it's okay? Go check.
No, I'm not going to smell anyone's belly button.
Why not?
Because I do not want to.
Do it for the show.
I don't want to know that about you people. I'm not doing any of that for the show.
Come on, Sarah.
Absolutely not.
Smell my belly button. Come on. Come on.
Stop asking me.
Come on. Smell my belly button.
You're triggering me.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Very, very bad experience with the belly button.
You know what the Instagram needs? That.
The Instagram's gonna have to live without it. I'm pulling another hard no. This is my second hard no of the week.
What was the first one?
The one where I didn't do the thing yesterday.
Oh, right.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. Why don't you go smell his belly button?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, why?
Come on, Vinny. Come smell my belly button.
Instagram needs that, Vinny.
No, it doesn't.
Pretty sure it
Brushing
does.
Your tongue or the roof of your mouth is also a hygiene habit that you should be A, doing, B, we don't talk about it enough, I agree.
Do my cheeks too. I do the canals on the outsides of my cheeks and about
you've destroyed your gums though doing what you do. So don't take any tips from her.
That's true.
And her gum surgery didn't even work.
Yeah. Well, you know, my gums weren't even bothering me. It was just that every dentist always wants to upsell you to the thing that you don't even need.
By the way, Christina's nose surgery. Oh, yes. You know how she did that, you guys. And if you don't know, she did do that. She got she had her septum. But it was rhinoplasty too. They straighten the nose and then they put in like
two rods.
Yeah, things to keep it open. And anyway, it's gone well. Like it was horrific the first week. Like
was
she was on
terrible.
Her back and hating. But she looks great and she seems to smell good. And
you mean she can?
She
smell
can smell.
Well.
Yes, right.
And has it changed the snoring?
Yeah,
has it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, she must be so excited.
She's psyched.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's psyched. So, and I'm psyched too for her because I know it's been a thing.
Yeah.
Cleaning the bottom of your purse. These are hygiene habits that no one talks about. Now, Sarah, as a purse maker,
yes.
Do you just move on to a new purse or do you think also cleaning the bottom of a purse is a move?
I have definitely vacuumed out the bottom of a purse before. I mean, the bottom of your purse, the rubble is insane.
But, yeah.
You know, it just,
well, yeah.
Especially if you love that purse and you've used it for a long time. Look at the bottom of my purse right now.
15 hygiene habits that no one talks about. Cleaning your phone regularly.
My purse, look at the bottom of my purse. I've been using this purse for a year and a half.
And?
Pull out the bottom.
Sarah's showing Vinny.
Totally clean. Yeah. Clean as could be.
Clean as a whistle.
But you're not carrying food in there.
No, I do carry food in there.
What?
I do. But food that's in packages.
Yeah.
No Lucy's.
I don't just take a sandwich and drop it in the middle.
Being mindful of what touches your bed. Don't allow shoes on your bed or luggage. Don't get under the covers in your outside clothes. I've been dealing with that with my little kids. They come home from school. I'll be at my desk playing guitar or something. And they come right in, hop on my bed, turn around on the pillow. And hey, Dad. And I'm like, oh.
As in they're sitting there, dirty bums
they're filthy.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yes. They're very close to the ground. All the dirt down there.
All the dirt.
Mm.
Be mindful of what touches your bed. Someone added not allowing your pets on your bed, but many people sleep with their pets and wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah. So
my sister's like, the minute she gets in the bed, the cat's sitting there waiting for her and sleeps on top of her the whole night. And she can only change position like one time during the whole
Tina
night.
And Tina loves it.
Tina's down with it, and I am a person who, not only are they not going to sleep with me, they're not allowed in the room at all. That door is always closed. I don't want to be breathing cat hair. The end. Sleep with Kelly Clarkson, don't you?
No, not now. She's gotten a little incontinent, so she's not allowed. I don't want
That's
her.
Tough.
Yeah, I don't need to wake up to that. So, right. But she sleeps by me, though. She's on the floor by
right.
me.
Aww.
What
as close
your,
as you. What
about Ripley?
Her? She sleeps on the floor next to Christina's bed.
But not in the bed.
No. Cleaning your beard and cleaning your backside in the shower.
Who doesn't do that?
Who doesn't do that?
I don't know. Maybe one of you was about to say, I never do that. Why would I do that? I don't know.
It's
between two cheeks.
What
do I got to clean
thing
that for?
You clean.
Yeah.
That's
no,
the
I have
thing
a
do.
Soapy washcloth and clean.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Yep, clean it.
Is that really a thing that people aren't doing?
I don't know.
Or it's just that it's not that we're not doing it, it's that we're not talking about it. Is that correct? Is that what this
what
topic
did that
of
say?
This is?
It said 15 hygiene habits that no one talks about but really should.
Mm. Should we talk about that?
Well,
it feels like a thing that you're either doing or we all are aware you're not doing it.
I do think you do have to tell your kids certain things. Like not all kids
That's
go,
true.
You know, I was thinking maybe I should. They don't think. Mm. They think, how quick can I get out of here?
Well, of all of that, the belly button incident. Dudes. Chicks, that area needs attention. It can get quite stinky.
Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Each toe
mm-hmm.
soaped up.
That's a new one for me. Last few years, I just would let
what
the water.
What were you doing before?
Well, just, you know, you're in the shower. The water goes down. The soap goes down, and you're standing at it. I mean, they get clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind me never to suck your toes.
Okay. Come on,
I mean,
Sarah.
Now I guess I can because you're doing that. That's a new one for you.
Come on, Sarah.
Have you ever done that?
No. Suck anybody's toes, please. I'm just trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done that?
I'm sure I've kissed Christina's feet, mm-hmm. like in the, you know.
Sure.
In the
you just happen to be down there and send the kiss. Yeah, I gotcha.
But have I ever like gone, no.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I have.
All right. I mean, if she said to me, I'm super into this, please do that, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I don't ask.
Oh, you just go for it.
I just go for it.
You don't get consent.
And no. Are you like
for foot touching?
Is
for
there?
Slicking?
Hold on. In the process of trying to be, you know, good at what you do, are you trying to get the like as many toes in as
oh,
at
are
once?
Are you trying to get the full toe fist in?
One at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like sticking the whole foot.
You see,
in.
Did we just make you shy? Were you actually about to tell us? You go. Oh.
I have.
Oh, God.
With somebody that I knew really
enjoyed that. You take
the whole that.
Foot all the way to the chin?
Is it the toes in one side of the cheeks and the heel in the other?
Like a sandwich, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm taking like, it's like a, it's like a quarter pound burger.
Is that the move?
I've done it.
Huh?
Oh, man.
You guys know I'm... You know, I got a little.
We're really late.
But,
we gotta go.
But what about the toe cheese, though? I mean, really, that the smell that feet have. Okay, maybe you're
we
right.
Really do.
Okay, see
go.
You soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing
with Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.